PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again to another edition of the program. It's very nice to have you with us for the next little while. Now, usually on the program, we begin with something rather uplifting. Well, for the most part. But today, actually, we're going to kind of not exactly do that. And that actually has to do with the passing of Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen, who is one of the most prolific songwriters and poets of the 20th century, passed away this week at age 82. Before we have a little bit of information about Leonard Cohen, let's take a listen to one of his poems that then became a song, which he's very identified with, one of his early recordings, Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China, and just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. To travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from the Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, who passed away this week at age 82. Now, Leonard Cohen has written about many different things. His songs either have to deal with religion, politics, isolation, sexuality, or personal relationships. He was also conducted in both the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, as well as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he's one of these artists, actually, who may be quiet for a while, but then all of a sudden comes back and redefines himself. He's originally from Montreal, Quebec, born in September 1934, September 21st, 1934. And he passed away in Los Angeles, California on November the 7th. And what is interesting is it doesn't matter which Leonard Cohen song you listen to, but each of them will have some type of special connection with somebody. Now, two of my favorite Leonard Cohen songs we will take a listen to next. First is a song actually that he wrote that has been covered by many artists. The song is called Hallelujah, and that'll be followed by one of my personal favorites of all time that also features Jennifer Warren on backing vocals, which is the song First We'll Take Manhattan, Then We Take Berlin. But first, Hallelujah.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. Feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth,
I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah.
Take Manhattan, then thank you for those items that you sent me. The monkey and the plywood violin. I practiced every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music. Remember me, I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
And that was our tribute to the late Leonard Cohen, who didn't pass away last week, but actually on November the 7th. There's actually a number of memorials that are going to be held in his honor. And he had just finished recording a new album that is also quite spectacular. I had a chance to see Leonard Cohen in concert in 1991. And, you know, I mean, it's interesting because he's one of those artists that, I mean, because he is so unusual as a performer. I mean, he stands there, he was dressed in black, and he would just sing the song. Not exactly the greatest singing voice in the world, but, you know, you don't really have to sometimes to be a singer. He had a very unique style, and he really impacted the way singer-songwriters should be. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Time for music again, and now we're going to get a little bit more upbeat. And then when we come back, some information on a program that's happening this weekend that didn't happen last month because of a technical problem, but I'll tell you about that in a moment. First, here is Augusto Alguero and his orchestra from an album called The Polydor Years with Love Child.
Thank you.
Augusto Guerrero and his orchestra from the album The Polydor Years with Love Child, a song that was originally made famous by The Supremes. Or was it Diana Ross and The Supremes by that time? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Diana Ross and The Supremes, or just The Supremes. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, those who are regular listeners of PCJ will know of our continuing series from the Radio Netherlands Archives, where monthly we've been presenting special two-hour programs, looking either at a specific program topic that was covered by Radio Nederland. Well, in October, which was last month, Program 4 didn't go out. Now, our partner stations actually received it, but it didn't go out on the extra frequencies that we had added outside of our schedule. And I'll explain what happened to that. We were using Okeechobee as a relay, which of course is WRMI, or Radio Miami International. Now, they installed a new playout system. If you're not aware, they have 12 transmitters and some like 18 antennas or something. And they wanted to make the way the programs are fed to the transmitters and frequencies more efficient. So they put a new play system in place that will do everything automatically. But there seems to be a slight technical glitch, which we also experienced in September when something didn't go out when it was planned. So the program that we had for the month of October didn't go out at all. And people were writing us saying, wondering what was happening. Anyway, Jeff White got back to me and he said, well, it was a technical problem. So, and I said, well, let's reschedule for November. So that's what we're doing. Before I tell you the rescheduled dates, what I found very interesting is even though there was a technical problem and the program didn't go out, people were still writing in saying they had heard it on the frequencies that were listed, which didn't go out. And I'm kind of wondering, well, how did that happen? But sure enough, it did. Quite a few. Which was rather interesting. I'd like to know how they heard it at that date and that time in October when there was a technical glitch and the program didn't go out. How did they do that? Absolutely amazing. Astonishing. They must have, what is it called, ESP or something, you know. Very strange indeed. Anyway, we wrote back to them politely, as much as it was very difficult to contain ourselves on that one, and said, well, could you please give us some more details, because the program didn't go out because of a problem. They didn't get back to us. Anyway, so if you're listening to this program before the 20th of November, because many of you are listening to this right now on the 19th, so if you're listening to this before November 20th, here is the rescheduled Program 4 from the Radio Netherlands Archives. To Europe, from 6 to 8 hours UTC on 7780 kHz. That's November 20th UTC time, from 6 to 8 hours UTC on 7780 kHz. Listeners in North America can catch it November 21st from 1 to 3 hours UTC. November 21st from 1 to 3 hours UTC on 7570 kHz. Now, the transmission to Europe would be, I believe, morning hours, Central European time. And the one to North America would be, I think, around 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. But you can find all the details at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And this month, or this program rather, is going to be featuring Eddie Starts with a lot of rare clips, including a full Happy Station show from the 1960s. And the program is produced and presented by Paulette McCrory. So from the Radio Netherlands Archives, Program 4 this weekend. Time for more music again. Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with the theme to The Naked City. Thank you. Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with the theme to The Naked City here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. The other day, or rather I should say evening, while I was going through stuff, I came across a recording that I hadn't heard in a very long time. Now, it's usually not a singer that we would associate with singing standards. Standards meaning songs composed by George Gershwin, Cole Porter, or Irving Berlin. But that's exactly what she did. Now, the song actually was made popular by the legendary Billie Holiday. Next thing, of course, is when we think of Iceland, we don't think of many singers. Or any. If I said to you Iceland, you probably only think of one, and I think you know who I mean. If we think of France, we think of many, Australia and other countries, but Iceland, you probably only think of one. And that, of course, is Björk. And she did record an album with an Icelandic trio made up of standards. Some of them she is singing in Icelandic, which is a very interesting language, except for this one, a song by Billie Holiday. I can't help... What is it again? Here we go. I can't even remember the title. I Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine, made famous by Billie Holiday, but now performed by another B. Yes, B as in Björk.
Fish gotta swim. Gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Maybe he's lazy, maybe he's slow, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. And when he's away, that's a rainy day. But when he's back, the day is fine, the sun will shine. He can stay out as long as can be. Oh, without him, ain't no home for me. Can't help loving that man of mine. Show me.
Bjork, I can't help loving that man of mine. Well, actually, you know, we're already at the end of November. December is just a couple of weeks away. And the beginning of this month, Christmas things have started to appear. And as I've mentioned in past years, it's a little bit different here because of the climate. So you don't really feel that Christmassy. I suppose if it snowed, you know, one year, it would be different. Actually, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but last year it actually did snow in Taipei. Okay, it's not snow like you would say would fall in Norway or Denmark or in Russia or in the east coast of the United States, but there was some snow that fell. But it was more like you just take, if you open a bag of flour, right, and just kind of sprinkle a little bit on the counter and then whoo, blow it away, that's how the snow was. But from my balcony, which you can see the mountains actually that surround Taipei, there was actually snow on the mountains, which is the first time that I'd ever seen it. But we'll see this year if there's going to be any snow. We've actually been very blessed the past couple of weeks, because normally this is our fall going into winter when it rains a lot, which I despise, but we've actually been gotten a big boost actually, because we had a terrible summer, but we're now getting all this beautiful weather, and I know it's not going to stay around that much longer. I think sometime until next week, so we just have to kind of enjoy it while we can. But getting back to snow, yes, it did snow last year. I suppose that if it did snow, it would make things seem more seasonal. And as I've mentioned before, I like snow for one day. I wish there was a way that it could snow and make everything white, and the next day you can just snap your fingers and it can go back to being tropical again. But anyway, yes, Christmas season, of course, is just around the corner, and we are now already starting preparation work on our two Christmas shows that we have coming up in the month of December. And this year, we actually have something very special in one of them. The only thing I will tell you is that it's something that hasn't been broadcast, since it first went out, I think in 1977 or 78, I'll have to look at that date again. But I'm not going to say anything more on it. But something, of course, that we always do in the last couple of weekends in November, I don't know if you remember this, but we started this a few years ago. The last two Sundays in November, the last two shows for the November, we always feature one Christmas song per show, to kind of put you in the mood, as they say, to get you ready for the season. And we're going to do that right now. It's jazz vocalist George Evans, who's been a personal friend of mine for, oh my God, almost 30 years now. He's not going to enjoy me saying that because he's pushing 60. Funny, isn't it? But anyway, George Evans, with a song that he released a few years ago, as a special release called The Happiest Christmas.
On Christmas morning I'd awake at 5, looking for the presents Mom would hide. Then as I grew older, all the fun it did subside. Until today when I awoke with you on this, our very first Yuletide. This will be the happiest Christmas with all of the fun of mistletoe kisses for boys and girls and misters and misses. And we'll all say Merry Christmas. This will be the happiest Christmas with all the joy that fills up our wish list, to have a world where we can can live in peace, this time will be the happiest Christmas of all those Christmases ago when we would play like children in the snow. Now it's time to once again begin to let those angels sing. This will be the happiest Christmas with turkey and pie and all of the fixings you can't deny. How splendid all this is, my oh my, it's the happiest Christmas of all. Turkey and pie and all of the fixings you can't deny. How splendid all this is, my oh my, it's the happiest Christmas of all. With you by my side, it's the happiest Christmas of all.
George Evans with The Happiest Christmas, a song that he released a few years ago as a special release. Yes, I know it's a little bit early to start playing Christmas music, but something that we did start doing, as I mentioned a few years ago, is the last two Sundays of November, just before December, we play one unusual Christmas song, and then we don't play anything until our two Christmas programs that come up at the end of December. And as I mentioned earlier, we actually have something special for the first one this year that I think you will certainly enjoy. As much as I want to give you more information about it, I don't want to do it because that might actually spoil the surprise. Roger Whittaker, who is still continuing to perform today, released an album of whistling. Now, he was, of course, not just famous for being a singer-songwriter, but also for his whistling. The album was called Whistling Around the World, and it was either traditional songs from various countries that he whistled to, or songs that he composed himself in the style of that country. The one we're going to take a listen to is actually one of my favorite from that LP, and it is called Swaggy. Now, swaggy, of course, that's a very Australian word, and, well, it's kind of a, you know, the Australian thing about swagging along in the outback, eating a bit of kangaroo and having a bit of dung meat for dinner. Dung meat for dinner, no, that's not exactly appropriate. But anyway, Roger Whittaker and Swaggy. Roger Whittaker and Swaggy. Now, here's something rather unusual. Well, actually, not unusual. We've all known of Bing Crosby. Now, I'm going to play a very well-known Bing Crosby track and see if you can figure out what is unusual with it. I'm not going to say unusual, but somebody else who's actually singing on it. Swinging on a Star, Bing Crosby.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Bing Crosby and Swinging on a Star. Now, the vocal group in that is made up of one very well-known singer. But, of course, at the time, he wasn't a solo artist, and he would record with his brothers on various recording sessions with various orchestras that were popular at the time. And that, of course, is Andy Williams. Yes, the Williams brothers with the very young Andy Williams and Bing Crosby and Swinging on a Star. And it's something that I only recently, not recently discovered. I discovered when I was preparing a tribute program to Andy Williams when he passed away a few years ago. So, rather interesting. Another one, actually, that I did also discover, the song, what is it called? Hey, Jealous Lovers by Frank Sinatra. The vocal group in that one was arranged by Johnny Mann, which was one of his early groups that he did vocal arrangements for. And he did a number of other artists as well. Anyway, we are going to end with an Andy Williams song today. But before we go, I just want to remind you again about that transmission of Program 4 from the Radio Nederland Archives, which is for the 20th and 21st of November UTC time to Europe from 6 to 8 hours UTC. On the 20th and the 21st, from 1 to 3 hours UTC, for Europe, 7780 kilohertz, and for North America, 7570 kilohertz. And as I mentioned before, I don't know how people managed to hear it last month when there was a technical problem, but they wrote in saying they'd heard it. I'd like to figure out that, as it's very strange indeed. Anyway, we're going to end with Andy Williams and one of his hits from the late 60s, actually, music to watch girls by. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. Watch that sound, each time you hear a loud collective sigh. They're making music to watch girls by. Tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. Watch that sound, each time you hear a loud and collective sigh. They're making music to watch girls by. The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. They solemnly convene to make the scene. La 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 la.